views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We're so happy to have you here. And you're with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers, the dynamic duo that we are. So it's always a pleasure to hang time with you guys and to talk spiritual stuff. And you want to know something? When you feel like you've heard voices in your head or you've seen people in your peripheral vision, don't think that you're going crazy. That's really the spiritual world making themselves known to you. Today, I was in my car. I am not a smoker at all, and I was smelling cigarette smoke, and I knew that I was being visited. So, yes, you're not going crazy. So when the TV turns on by itself or the radio turns on by itself, it's amazing. You know, it really is. You just embrace it. And don't be afraid to ask who it is, because when you ask, you will hear like a voice within your head, within your mind, and they will tell you who they are. If you want to manifest in your life, okay, suppose you're dealing with a very hairy situation. It could be child custody. It could be with business. It could be about love. It could be about anything, about money, about a job. What you do is you write down on a piece of paper whatever it is that you want, and you only write down what you do want. Never write down what you don't want, but write down what you do want and place this piece of paper underneath your pillow, and so that it is like – you know, in your subconscious, and you're going to see that things are going to start to be resolved. But you got to feel it. You got to visualize the outcome. You want to believe it. And so therefore, it's going to happen.
I want to tell you something that just happened to me just this minute. I just walked to the restroom. And when I walked to the restroom, there was nothing there. As I came out, there was a little beach ball the size of a grapefruit, and it says, "Smile, Jesus loves you." This was not there. Honestly, I've never seen this before. It was not there. And when I just walked out of there, I found this right in my path. That's strange.
That's crazy.
Today, I had to go to the bank. So I always get confused at this corner. It's either one way or the other, and I always get confused. So I said to my angels, I says, which way do I go? So they says, go to the right. And I went to the left. And I went wrong. And I said, I apologize for not listening to you, because my first thought in my mind was, go to the right, go to the right. And I went to the left, and I made a mistake. And I, you know what? In our business, we work so closely with our spirit guides and our angels that we have a rapport with them. So you need to be very gracious to them as well. Because don't forget, guys, some of them were alive at one time. These are people. And these are people that are really giving us an amazing opportunity and gift. So you have to be so gracious with them. You have to thank them. You have to acknowledge the beauty that they give us and send us. And you have to really pray for them too, because, you know, they are where they are in heaven, and they're helping us from heaven. So, you know, when I made that wrong turn, I apologized with all of my heart for being so stupid and not listening.
You don't have to apologize to them.
I do.
Just, they just look at you and say, all right, so you were stupid. You didn't listen to us.
I know.
Don't owe them an apology.
I do.
No, you
I
don't.
Feel like that. I feel
no,
like
No, that's
do.
Your own stupidity at that moment. It's not like you owe anybody an apology.
You know why I feel like I owe them an apology?
If I said to you, Sky, when you get to the end of the block, just make a right. And for whatever reason you went left, what are you going to do? Come back here and apologize? Artie, I'm sorry I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
If you did something that caused them harm because you didn't listen to them, I could understand you apologizing.
I'm so used to apologizing for doing something like, you know, that I shouldn't have done, that I'm just programmed that way.
Want to know something? I'm looking at your ball and it reminded me, you know, the one that says Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
Smile, Jesus loves you. And it reminded me of a bumper sticker that said, it's true, Jesus loves you, but everyone else hates you.
It's a possibility.
You know?
Look at that. That was a miracle right in itself.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
This was not there before.
Okay.
I love when they do things like this to me.
They just leave little gifts and of hundreds.
Now, listen.
And blank checks.
Listen, I was just speaking about somebody who visited me and that I didn't know who it was. And look what I found. Just after I said that.
Yeah.
So, and oh, also last night I was watching television and it kept coming up 333, 133, 334. And I read it in my angel book and it all said the ascended masters are around you. Mm-hmm. They've heard your prayers and they are manifesting your prayers as we speak. So, and they all coordinated with each other. It was like amazing. And then I get this. Oh, I'm so grateful.
You know, people always ask, you know, I got to recommend this book by Doreen Virtue.
She's great.
Yeah, she's wonderful. And it's Angel Numbers. Okay. And a lot of people ask me, Artie, what do these numbers mean? And they'll give me a string of numbers that they always see within their dreams on the license plate at the time. Every time I see it, it's a string of twos, a string of threes, a string of this. Or, you know, 141, but there's always, and in this book of Doreen Virtue, she has every definition of what the numbers mean. And her numbers, like her definition, has been so powerful in my life.
And so accurate.
And it's amazing. So again, check out Doreen Virtue's book on angel numbers. It's a yellowish book. And I keep one in both my vehicles. I have two vehicles.
I keep one in my pocketbook at all times.
Yeah. So it's like whenever I see, you know, a license plate, but I won't just see just one number. It has to be consistently.
Yeah.
Like I'll see three cars go by and they'll all have the same number in it.
Yeah.
That's a message to me, you know, and I got to check it out.
Well, what happened to me was three different times I was watching Apple TV, and it stopped in midstream through the picture. And on the bottom, it had timing. And one was 333, one was 133, one was 338. And I said, no, this can't be. They're all, and it was continually stopping at these numbers. So I said, no, this is a message because it's not supposed to stop at all. I wasn't touching anything. The remotes were on the table.
For me, when I see and whenever I see the number 666, it always tells me that I'm going to be dealing with some kind of an inconvenience for that day. It's not catastrophic. You know, sometimes I could be caught up in major traffic. I might have a client that might have to cancel to reschedule or something. I'm going to deal with something. So this is the angel's way. It's like I've learned to stop becoming so angry because at times I used to get very angry. I said, God, will you stop this? But then it's just simply their warning saying, hey, Artie, you know, you're going to be dealing with some crap. So when the crap does hit the fan, I don't get bent out of shape. It's like, all right, I'm meant to deal with it.
Yeah.
But I've seen those damn sixes a few times in the last few days. And lo and behold, I've been having to deal with some crap. But at the same token, I've learned just to remain calm.
Yeah.
Now, I have two assistants in my life to help me with everything, what I got going on in my life. And, they, you know, when I see the sixes, it's interesting because with one of my assistants, she says whenever she sees three sixes, to her, that means good luck. And she said she has a string of good luck. And I was going to Atlantic City with her one day, and a car pulls out in front, and we weren't too far away from Atlantic City. I saw three sixes. I turned right around. She got ticked off at me big time. She was really upset with me. I took her out for a nice bite to eat, but she wanted to go to Atlantic City but she didn't tell me at that time that all those sixes were good luck for her. Otherwise, I would have continued. But for me, it was bad luck. It was bad luck.
So maybe she would have won, you would have lost.
Yeah, and you want to know something with that? I wouldn't mind, because I bring enough comfortably what I could afford to have fun with.
Right.
And that's it. But there was a time when I was driving down to Atlantic City, and I said to the angels before, as I was driving down, when my journey first began, because it's like a little over an hour and a half to get there from where I live. And I said, if you show me three sixes, that means it's not meant to be.
Right.
And so I'm getting pretty close to Atlantic City. I'm really excited. And this damn car pulled right out in front of me on the parkway.
No.
And I see three sixes. I said, ah, crap. I was really, really upset.
Aw.
So anyway, so I turned around and I took the side road going back up north, because I have to head down south to get there. So I turn around to go up north. And as I'm driving up Route 9 North, I'm in the Forked River area at this point. I look over to my right, and I see an Angel store there. So I pulled in to see what kind of stuff they had. And for her, it was more of religious background of angels rather than spiritual angels. And I'm not into the religious aspect of it. I was more into the spiritual. But she still had some pretty cool stuff there. Well, anyway, she asked me what I do, and we got talking, and one thing led to another. And so she was impressed. And she says, well, how would you like to do some readings here? You know, maybe we could do some parties here. I kid you not, I've done for 4 years. Four or five years, I ended up doing a party there once a month, once every other month for 4 years. It was all because I turned around in that moment.
Okay.
Instead of going to Atlantic City, and I saw the Angel store, and we became really good friends, and it was a win-win because I was bringing people into her store.
Right.
And I've gotten private parties up from that and private reads from that besides.
And that was all divine intervention.
It was divine intervention that they didn't show me those sixes until after I passed that certain mark.
Right.
Because had they have shown me beforehand,
you would have missed the store.
I would have missed the store. I never would have had it.
Right.
So it was really, really cool.
I love they step in. I just love it.
You know? So.
And you know, guys, you have to really be attentive. You have to really be attentive of your surroundings. Live in the moment. Don't keep living in the past. Don't keep thinking of the past. Live in the moment. Experience what you're seeing in the moment so that you can catch all this stuff.
And we will right after we take a commercial break.
Ta-da!
So stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back in just a moment.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky and the Crazy Dynamic Duo. Yeah, baby. So what were we just talking about before?
To pay attention to the little things, not to keep thinking of the negative. Just live in the moment and accept and look for these little signs that you get, because a lot of people are so boggled down with their problems that that's all they think about. And what?
No, go ahead. Somebody, I'm looking at something. Somebody sent me a cute joke. Somebody sent me a cute joke. You're going to like this one. You're going to like this one.
Here?
I think so. Yeah.
I think so. That's
yeah,
it.
You can. What do you see? What do you see when the Pillsbury Doughboy bends over?
What?
Donuts.
That is so cute.
That is really funny.
That is funny. Uh-huh. As I was getting back to what I was saying, folks, live in the moment. Check out your surroundings. Don't keep harping on the negative, because you lose so much. Because you know what? When you keep thinking,
you lose perspective.
It's not only you lose perspective, you lose your signs that are around you at the moment, because you're always so boggled down with your thinking of your problems. You're not accepting. You're not seeing what the angels are giving you to make you feel better.
Just I hate it. That. I don't know if I understand.
Of course I understand.
Of course I understand.
You understand.
Hey, listen. If you want to, if you're a little baffled by what to get somebody as a gift, get them candles. Get them that really good smelly stuff called
aromatherapy. He's talking about.
Yeah, aromatherapy. I'm telling you, I love this. You know, people love when they walk in. You know, it's like
And yeah, that's an aromatherapy green candle.
Is it?
Yes, for my.
It's very nice.
And if you look behind here, I have
A whole bunch of candles.
You know what those are?
Wow.
Chakra candles.
Oh, really?
So when I do my medication.
When she does her medication.
When I do my meditation, I light them.
When she feels like a pyromaniac,
right.
and she does her medication.
When I'm in meditation, before I start my meditation, I light my chakra candles. And then they actually bring out a lot. They just burst into my chakras, and they really bring them out to the fullest.
You know, Yankee Candle has this candle called mistletoe, and it smells like a Christmas tree.
Oh, that's delicious.
And it really smells good. And also there's
that.
Like this vanilla. These vanilla candles. They got the lavender candles. And
I don't
have
like
that,
vanilla.
You don't
it
like the
makes me nauseous.
Oh, really?
But lavender and a bayberry, cinnamon, pumpkin. I love all those
there's this candle also called Moonlight, which smells really good.
Oh,
and
Sea Breeze.
Sea Breeze smells really good. Pumpkin Spice, if you're into that,
I love that,
you know, fall time smell.
You know something? I didn't.
Great gifts, everybody.
I didn't even put a tree up yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what the hell?
I don't know. I feel so guilty because the kids want to put it up so badly.
So then, do it.
I just don't have the oomph.
All right, so you don't have the oomph, but get everybody else the oomph. Everybody, all at once. Oomph.
I know. You know what it is? They have to bring all the stuff from the basement upstairs, and then after the tree is decorated, nobody wants to bring any of the crap back downstairs to the basement. And I physically can't do it. So I have piles of boxes all over the place, and that bothers me. As it is now, my daughter has still, for 1 year, kept her wedding boxes in my living room, which I'm ready to scream. And my husband, God bless him, he is conigulous. Wherever
what the hell's conigulous?
Conigulous means that it's a word that my friend and I made up. Let's say you're doing something. And you just leave it there. And then you go to the next thing and you do something and you leave it there. And before you know it, there is a complete chaotic
room
mess.
Of conigulous.
Right. There's a chaotic mess all over the place and it's all in different things and you just don't know where to begin to clean it up.
One box at a time, one section at a time, one box at a time. Your nails look great, by the way. I'm looking at her nails. She's got this manicure, this French manicure going on. It looks beautiful. Yeah, it looks classy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, my back gets all excited whenever I see stuff like that. Let me tell you something. I had the ultimate best massage.
I've never heard you say you have a bad massage.
I had a great massage. No, there have been some. I've been generous. There's times when I went not to the girl who I now regularly see to get a massage.
Yeah.
Her name's Sherry. Mm-hmm. She's out of Somerset. It's called Skin Deep. That's the name of her company, Skin Deep. So if you want to Google Skin Deep, check it out. She's amazing. Sherry's amazing. And oh my God, she does the facials and it's like her hand like kind of blends into my body. It's like into the skin and it's just the way she massages it. I'm like, oh my God.
I have never ever had a massage.
Oh my God.
Never.
I can't imagine. Really?
I'm too ticklish.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you want to know something, people who, and I'm being sincere, people who have issues with, you know, where you're so ticklish, I think that also has to do with trust issues, being able to trust others, because it's like, because at first, you know, she couldn't touch me in certain spots of my body, like my feet, certain parts of my legs. I would just start squirming. And now it's like, I'm good. It's like, you know, after doing it and doing it, I'm good.
I just laugh. Even if I go and touch my hip in a certain spot,
really?
I get like the creeps and I start laughing.
You can't even tickle yourself. Isn't it funny? Other people could tickle, could touch you in anywhere. You laugh. You do it to yourself, and yet for some reason, you don't laugh. That's one of the weird mysteries of life.
Yeah. That's so deep.
Does that
come from the Egyptians?
Why is it? Yeah. Why is it I cannot make myself laugh? the tickling sensation, but yet other people touch you, forget about it.
When
things that make you go,
When somebody touches my body in certain areas, like my hips, my back, certain areas of my neck, I start bursting out into laughter because it's literally so ticklish.
Really?
Yeah. And I get the creeps and I get the goosebumps and everything.
Well.
Isn't that weird?
That's weird.
I'm sensitive. That's why. I think I'm
very sensitive.
It's because I'm a sensitive. And I think it also has to do with my skin. When you're sensitive by birth, it's like the whole gamut. It's like the whole gamut. It's like when you see someone crying or if you see somebody in the street and you know they're sad. Nobody else knows they're sad, but you do. And you feel that empathy, and then you start crying. That's me. When somebody touches me on my skin, I start to laugh because I'm so sensitive about everything. I saw a movie, Marley and Me, when they put the dog down at the end, I was hysterical. My granddaughter was telling me, Nanny, why are you crying like this? I says, I don't know. She says, you know that it's make-believe. I says, I know it's make-believe. But there are in some cases that people are suffering like this. And I'm feeling their empathy towards losing a best friend.
But you want to know something? This is what shows what good actors are, good actresses are.
Yeah.
When you are taking emotions, what they're doing is they're generating all these true blue emotions.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're creating the feeling in the scene, and it makes everybody believe, you know, that this is really happening. It's the same thing with horror films. You know, people, you know, of course it's all make-believe in Hollywood, but they create it to be so real. And my father used to do that crap, which used to tick me off to no end. What are you yelling? What are you crying about? What are you doing this about? Whatever. It's like he would take the emotion right out of it because he couldn't deal with it.
Right.
And so he wouldn't allow anybody to get, unless if it was laughter. If it was laughter, it was totally different. But anybody who was getting emotional or sensitive, he just knocked it right out. And it was so annoying where you're in the mood, you're in that emotion, you're feeling it.
Right.
And he would just do something just so asinine. Very insensitive, very insensitive. For all you people who have to deal with all those insensitive people, I feel sorry for you. But right now, Sky and I, we're gonna go for a break, and we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Ta-da!
The new era of financial planning is upon us, where it is just as important to focus on your inner wealth game as it is your outer wealth game. Would you like to be in the forefront of this new groundbreaking financial movement? Lynn Brown, award-winning financial planner, energy coach, and international radio host, will share real, actionable money wisdom infused with empowering tips, fear-busting exercises, and money-growing magnetism. Are you ready to create your fully financially healthy life? Join Lynn for this free 2-hour full-spectrum financial planning workshop in Bellevue, Washington on January 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register by January 5th as space is limited and will fill up fast. Call in today at 425-372-4749. That's 425-372-4749. Light food and beverages will be included. See you there.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, and we are the Dynamic Duo. And we were talking about miracles and all the beautiful blessings that
and realizing, taking the time to look around you to realize that you are getting messages from spirit. That's so important.
Yeah, to take notice. And, you know, when somebody in your life is, you know, very troublesome to you, you know, remember, it's up to you as far as how much you're willing to take, and that if, is it worth it? Are you able to compromise with the person? Are you able to resolve the matters? Or are you just going to always just bitch and complain behind the scenes about them or about the situation? You know, that's not, you know, living a life. And there are people who I've been counseling lately that, you know, when I listen to them, these are the ones that actually managed to get out of their relationship. And they said that they felt so much better. They said, yes, it's much harder in many aspects as far as financially or dealing with, you know, certain conveniences of life. But the sense of freedom that they have and the sense of joy that they have, they said the emotions of that outweighs their problems. And they learn to adjust to the circumstances rather than just staying in a state of constant frustration. And it really is a tremendous breakthrough for people who are able to, you know, make this leap of faith and not just accept mediocre anymore and to do something about it. And, you know, it's interesting because I've been listening to the same stories, but with different people, listening to their own unique stories, you know, a few times in a row. And I got to give them a lot of credit for, you know, having the balls to be able to do this, because they're the ones who have the kids and they were just so miserable. They said, you know what? I don't even care. And they just chose to deal with whatever it is they had to do, rather than just staying in a relationship where it was just constant torment. And, like I said, I just got to give them a lot of credit. And, so it's like, they said, Artie, you know, what do I do from here? And so what I tell them is that you now need to start to do things that's going to support your own life. Everybody is responsible for their own happiness. So even though you might be disrupting certain people's lives when you're making moves that, you know, benefit yourself, it's going to benefit them also. It's just that people can't always see things in the moment, you know, and they don't look at the big picture. But this is a good time when you start to do things that satisfy your own personal needs and happiness, whether it be with, you know, now it's time for you to be with other friends. It's time for you to spend more time with your kids. It's time for you to start going to the gym. You know, there's lots of things that you could do on behalf of yourself. You go back to school, you know, go back to school and to brush up on, you know, your gifts or your talent, you know, taking up music. But whatever it is that makes you happy, guess what? There really are no limitations. In the religious world, yeah, there's lots of limits and curses and limitations. In the spiritual world, it's boundless. There are no boundaries in the spiritual world.
Well, you know why, right? Because the spiritual world was created by the Holy Spirit. And the religious world was created by man.
Right.
So why should we listen to another man's concept of what we should be believing in? We should always listen to the Holy Spirit. Even Jesus didn't want to have these big temples and churches, and he wanted to just preach on the rock. And he said, if there's three or more speaking of my name, that is church. You know, and that's in the Bible.
Really?
Yes. He didn't want these big cathedrals, and he didn't want this Vatican, and he didn't want popes, and he just wanted this to be passed along in a quiet and gentle fashion and only strictly communicate
for the spiritual purposes.
Only communicate with the spirit, yes.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that that's what we do. And I love doing that because this is what he wanted.
If you're feeling really lonely during the holiday season, the best thing to do is to share your time with other people who are lonely, or go to convalescent homes, or go to children's hospitals, or visit friends or family who may be medically challenged, where you could help out. How about you taking the time out to give somebody a wonderful gift for somebody who has kids or somebody who has a disabled person they're taking care of, and allow them to go out for an evening and you watch their kids for them, or you watch their, you know,
that's really nice.
Their medical, you know, friend or relative, whoever they're responsible for watching.
Well, give them a coupon book. Make a coupon book up. Take pieces of paper, cut them to the size of a coupon, and say one a month. This is your coupon to go to the movies while I
babysit. Your hallway pass, as right. you would say.
Yeah. This is your coupon to go to the movies on the month of January. This is your pass to go to dinner the month of February. This is your pass to go away to a fancy hotel for 2 days, and I will watch the kids.
April. So when you're watching, so like I said, when you see somebody who's very limited on their timing and they're allowed to go out and have a good time and enjoy life, you know, that was a good idea to be able to, if you want to do it just the one time, that's also super fantastic. But if you want to give them that, you know, that booklet for 6 months or a year, that would be great too. The only thing is, at the end of the year, they're going to say, well, can we continue this?
You bet.
You know? So, you know, who knows? It might be a lifetime commitment, or it might be just temporary. And you could let them know, say, look, it's only for this amount of time.
Right. You know what? You know why I knew about that? Because when we were really, really, really poor and we were raising the kids, I gave my husband a coupon book. Like I would say, I would make his favorite food one night, or I would do special favors for him and other nights, or I would iron his shirts, which I hated to do on this day, or, you know, and I would anything that he would love, I would give him a pass to do, or I would do it for him.
Or you can go out with your secretary.
Right. And then I will come home and shoot you in the head. No, if he wanted to go out with the guys, if he wanted to go play poker.
Think outside the box, everybody, you know, as far as gift giving.
Yeah.
You know, think outside the box.
And
it doesn't have to be expensive. It could be your time and energy, whatever. You know, my mom created this wonderful idea where when you walked into her house, she was getting older and she couldn't do it all herself anymore. And so during the birthdays and holidays, when the family walked into the house, we reached into a grab bag and pulled out a piece of paper, and each paper had a chore. And so this one said, all right, you're going to throw out the garbage. You're going to help serve the main course. You're going to help serve dessert. And it was really good because everyone chipped in, and my mother didn't feel as exhausted at the end of the day. Instead of having the nice china, you could use paper plates or plastic forks, so you could just throw everything right out.
That's
you
so
know?
Nice.
So, you know, it's good.
You know
it's
what
good.
It is? That's the whole kick. If you're experiencing a holiday and you don't have money, there's so many amazing, beautiful, and heartwarming things that you can do for other people that don't cost you a damn penny. What about baking baked goods? What about bringing holiday baked goods? What about, and it's so reasonable. For $10, you could make like 4 cakes, and you could make like millions of dozens of cookies. You know what I mean? From scratch.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, and put them in a little cute little plate, and the plate is really their gift.
You know,
and you can get the plate in a dollar store.
I took out my one friend the other night, and she doesn't get a chance to go out much. And so I thought it would be nice to take her out for dinner. And she says, Artie, I promise you I'm a cheap date. I really don't order much, or, you know, I just don't eat much. And I said, all right, no problem, whatever. And so when we were at the restaurant and the waitress was asking us what we want, and I said, well, I'll have the steak and I'll have the potatoes and I want the French onion soup and this soda. I said, she'll have leftovers. I said, go around, see who threw away what. I go and just get the best of the best. She's not picky.
She eats small, but it was a small lobster.
That's
that
right.
Wanted.
But it was quality.
Right.
You know, it was so funny. So the other night, you know, when I'm out and I'm joking around and I'm speaking in my English accent, my British accent. And so the girl was like looking at me with a smile, and I'm ordering our food, you know, with the British accent. And the girl who I'm with is laughing at me with me. And the girl at the waitress is looking at me, and she goes to me, you know, because also like I speak in British, and then all of a sudden I would go into my normal voice to order certain foods. And she goes, you're really freaking out my head right now. She goes, are you British or are you Jersey? I said, no, I'm British. I said, I just try to throw myself into that Jersey accent. And it was just so much fun. And we had her going throughout the whole time. It was a lot of fun.
That was fun. We had such great fun on Sunday. We really did.
All right, we always have fun. Well, you're going to have to let us know about Sunday in just a moment because Sky and I, we got to go for a commercial break. So stick around, everybody. We're going to be right back.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo. And if anybody wants to get a private reading from Sky.
Yes, folks, my number is 908-500-1474. And you will be very satisfied, and we will get right to the point. We don't fool around, and you get to talk to your loved ones. And you also get to find out what's coming up in your life.
Well, I just want you to know if you call me up at 877-ANGEL-02, I do fool around and I do joke around. And sometimes I'm serious.
I don't mean it like
sometimes
that.
Sometimes I'm not. I'm easy peasy, baby.
Easy peasy. Easy peasy weasy.
So if you want answers and laughter, give me a call. Now, you'll get that with Sky, too. Sky has a very good sense of humor. So, feel free to give us a call. And don't be afraid. It's the holiday season. You know, it's very sensitive. And we understand. And you want to be with your loved one. And
it's a great gift to give to somebody else.
Yeah, we're a great gift certificate.
Yes.
You know, go ahead.
Because it's that's giving somebody the gift of speaking to their relatives that they haven't spoken to who have crossed over. What better gift can you give somebody for another moment or two with someone that they love? That is just about the best gift you can give. Or if somebody's having struggles in their lives, what kind of an amazing gift to give is a psychic reading so that they can maybe learn how to get themselves out of that funk that they're in.
Yeah, or to connect to a loved one.
Yeah.
Just important for you to know that they're doing okay. Hear specific affirmations. And, you know, just know, Sky and I, we are the real deal. And but also check out my website, ArtieHoffman.com. And it's being revamped, too. But it's still up and it's still, you know, pretty decent. So check it out, ArtieHoffman.com.
If I might say something, there is somebody who is going to be listening to the show who is going to have to put their cat down just before Christmas. And I want you to know it's okay. And I know this cat means a lot to this person, but this, you'll be doing this cat a favor because it's suffering. And I believe it's got leukemia. And because of the leukemia, it's suffering with stones. So the doctor is going to suggest to put the cat down, but you're going to say no, not before the holidays. Do it as a gift to the animal. You will see that animal again.
Yeah, because when you're with your pet, and you know, if you know that they're suffering and it's right around the holiday, it's not going to be a pleasant time. You're going to be in that mourning stage, and it's inevitable. But you know, it is a very big choice and a very big decision when it comes to, you know, having to put down your pets. And it's just hard. It's known as tough love.
Yeah.
But what you're doing is you're letting a very healthy soul out of an unhealthy body so that they could go out and play again.
Yeah.
You know?
And I feel as though somebody is toying with that and it's breaking their heart. And for me to feel that so strongly, believe me, the Holy Spirit is giving you permission to help that poor soul get out of that sick body. So don't be frustrated and don't be sad. You're doing a good thing. And for me to feel that now, and the person hasn't even called. They know who they are. When they listen to this, they're going to know exactly who they are. Do it. It's okay.
And on the brighter side of life,
on the brighter side of life,
you are going to be going to an amazing party.
Yes, I am.
You're going to an amazing party later on today.
Yes.
And to be with the radio station and their Christmas party. And I'm very jealous because I really wish I could be there.
I do too.
I have a commitment to Ocean County College in Toms River, and I have a contract with them, and so therefore I cannot get out of it. And it's booked up, it's sold out, and you know, so but I really wish that I could be with the gang. I was there last year. You're gonna love it.
I know.
You're gonna love it. How can you not love it? Even if they didn't have a party, just Rhode Island alone,
I know, it's ridiculous.
Is amazing. It's amazing. So, and you know,
I'm
there's
so
gonna
excited.
Be lots of good food and lots of good eats, and you'll be meeting a whole bunch of new people. And lucky you get to stay at the Winnipeg Inn.
Oh, I love those people.
And they are the best, and they have the nicest hotel in Westerly, Rhode Island.
Yes, they do.
And it's just awesome. The ambiance is great. It's cleaner than clean. They treat you like royalty. And
they're kind people.
They're very, very kind, very personable.
Yes.
You know, so I love going to the Winnipeg, and right there in Westerly, it's on Shore Road, and they have a great restaurant right next door, which is the Venice. I think that's where the party's at. I'm not 100%.
Okay.
I think that's where it was last year, and so it's a great spread. But my God, I just, like I said, being out there is like walking into a Norman Rockwell painting.
It is, gosh. It really is. I thought it was a little dramatic, but when I went there, he was so right.
That and then some.
Yeah.
And then we ended up going to Newport, and we went along the ocean, and we saw all the mansions, all the mega mansions. I can only imagine. Now I'm really jealous. You go to Newport, and you get to see them all decorated up for Christmas and stuff like that. I bet you.
Oh, my goodness.
I bet you some of them are going to the nines. It's really going to be amazing.
Oh, I'm going to have 60
so
pictures.
You're going to have to take some pictures.
I will.
So, but I'm going to make it out there. I'm definitely making it out there before this year end is up.
Yeah.
And maybe.
And when you go, I'll go with you again.
Oh, good. Because I want to go maybe next week or the following week. But before this year end is up, I'm going to go there. So I'm really looking forward to it. So long as my schedule allows it to be, you know?
Yeah.
But, so this, This was a great year. We had a very fun, interesting year. We had we bonded a lot with a lot of wonderful people and with the people from the radio station.
Yes, they're amazing.
They're amazing and having so much fun with them. It really is having so much fun. And, you know, it was just great. It was this was a year of letting go.
Letting go,
and
learning.
Learning and also a lot of rebirths this year. And 2016, I bet you, is going to be very, very explosive.
It's going to be so good.
It's going to be very, very explosive. Now, when you get into the new year, which I'm sure we'll be saying this again as we get closer to the end of this year, it's not so much as just because the year is ending, so therefore new beginnings will happen. You have to be committed to be able to make those changes so that, you know, you can experience all those new beginnings and to, you know, really
shake it up,
to shake it up, shake it off. And, you know, and to want to be committed to like all new and better things. But, you know, life just doesn't happen just by you saying, I want to change. You know, just because the New Year's is changing doesn't mean everything changes. It's also got to be within you and to be committed.
I agree.
It could be your career. It could be your weight. It could be your love life. It could be any addictions. It could be just anything you want to go after, your goals, improvements. Maybe it's not about you. Maybe it's about wanting to spend more time with your kids or to put more energy into your kids or to other people that you love, your partner in life. But it takes, you know, focus, commitment. And it's just as hard to maintain it as it is just to get there.
Do you know what I've been toying with?
What's that?
Selling the house and moving on.
Really?
Yes. I think it's time to shake up the balls.
Yeah.
I really do. I've been here for 22 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And I love my home.
Right.
But I want to get something that's absolutely more modern, better layout, and I want to get something that I don't have to keep repairing constantly. So what I'm going to do is fix all the little minor things, which are very minor, and give it a nice paint job, put it up, and see what I can get for it. If I can get enough, I'm going to buy a house half the price of what I can get with the rest of the money in the bank, and maybe Richie can, like, you know, retire a little bit.
Well, right now the rates are perfect.
I know.
Because they're only like about 3.5%.
I know. But I wouldn't have a mortgage.
Oh, so you'd be all right. Yeah, right. Because you'd be because you have equity in your house and stuff.
Yeah, I have a tremendous amount of equity.
Yeah, so that's really good.
Yeah,
that's very good. So if you're fortunate enough,
and maybe I could find a house with a wing for Tracy and the children.
That would be nice to have their own separate.
Wing. Yes,
their own the West separate, Wing.
Yeah. Or even a tremendous walkout basement that I could make in a beautiful apartment for them that's walkout so that they don't feel like they're subterranean.
Something very interesting that happened, and we're wrapping up in just a moment, but, you know, we were raised in this one house, my brothers and I. I was there my whole entire life, and my parents owned this house for 55 years. Now, when my father went into the home, you know, he had dementia at the time, and he didn't know nothing from his house because me and my brothers, most of my brothers, were fixing up everything and getting it ready for sale. And the neighbors across the street saw that we were emptying out the house, and they asked us if we were selling the house. We said yes. They ended up buying the house. We didn't have to put it on market.
Amazing.
We didn't have to do anything. We had to do a little fix up, but the bottom line is the day of the closing of the house, the next day, my father's health declined. And then like after the house was complete, my father just went off into like a little la la land. And about a week to 10 days later, he passed away.
I think that might've been keeping
And so that
there.
Was, yeah. So like there was that attachment. So that's why it's good. Like we were saying before, when you have those attachments, try to detach so that, you know, you could move on to bigger and better
I'm
or
ready
improve.
To detach. I
That's
really
good.
Am.
All right, everybody. We wish you a beautiful day. And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you with all the love, happiness, prosperity, and health for you and your family. And never stop giving up your faith in God and the angels.
And always remember to stop and smell the roses because you're very important. Everybody's important around you, but you're the most important because without you, they wouldn't survive.
Right. So you're number one. All right, everybody. Till next week.
We love you.
Take care.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.